final reflection. Bismillah, Sheikha Maryam, the floor is yours.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. If we can please have the ayah put onto the stage, inshallah. So this verse is speaking about people, young people who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they wanted to go with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a military expedition. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about them, nor is there any blame on those who came to you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for mounts. Then when you said, I can find no mounts for you, we can go to the next part of the translation. They left with their eyes overflowing with tears out of grief that they had nothing to contribute. These are young people who wanted to go with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on an expedition. And the reason why they were unable to is simply because they didn't have the means to do so. And when we right now, so many of us, are looking at Gaza, we're looking at Sudan, we're looking at all these places in this ummah and the vulnerable communities in any part of the world, and our hearts burn, and we wish that we could be there. We wish that we could do something. We turn with our eyes filled with tears, just wishing that we could do something to change. I want us to be aware that even if it feels like nothing changes with all of our tears, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware that they are overflowing with immense sadness, desperation, wishing, longing to be able to do more than cry and make dua and boycott and protest and everything else. But the tears matter. The tears matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so that He chose to record this moment in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have simply said, some people came, well, the Quran could have mentioned about how people came and they were not able to join and they were sad about it, but He recorded the tears, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I reflect on this verse, it reminds me of something that someone that I know mentioned. She told me that one time, she told me this because we were talking privately about the very personal witnessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's recompense, His generosity in moments where you need His generosity and you don't know where to expect it from. So if you have heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always reward you, not just once or twice, but 10 times or more than the amount that you give. And that is also with your desire to do so, even if you're unable to do so. You have the intention and you wish you could do it, so much so that if you could have taken every single means, and you did even try to take every single means, but you were unable to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you as if you did so. And so she shared with me this moment where she was in a fundraiser for a community that had just been severely affected by a natural disaster. And she was hearing this call to fund, they were trying to raise $1 million. And she said she was suddenly overwhelmed and overcome with this immense sadness that she didn't have $1 million to be able to give. So she turned to the wall and her eyes filled with tears and she began to weep. And she said, oh Allah, if I had $1 million, oh Allah, I would have given $1 million. And she just started making this dua, oh Allah, accept it as if I gave it because I wish that I could have given it. Okay. She told me 10 years later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitated for her to come across a large amount of wealth that she had never in her life imagined that she would have been able to come across. And subhanAllah, she was able to give over many, many, many years, not a million, but tens of thousands of dollars, a wealth she would have never imagined. And she told me that she attributes that generosity back to that moment of sincerity in her intention. That at the time she was a young student who barely, you know, had a part-time job as she was going to school. She didn't have that much money. She wanted to give everything she had. And yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He recorded these tears of hers. And perhaps because of that moment, gave her more that she was able to give at a different time in her life. Now, Sheikh Ubaidullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise his ranks and bless him, he mentioned this idea of tears that, sometimes we are taught in a culture, especially American culture, that it's not manly for men to cry, that, you know, that tears can sometimes also be very difficult to cry. Some people don't easily cry. And so I want us to also be very clear that while the verse is recording their tears, it's not a requirement for anyone to cry. And this is something I talk about all the time, because I never want one of us to walk out of Ramadan feeling like we didn't cry enough this Ramadan, and therefore we are not righteous enough, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not that pleased with us, or we are not that committed to Him because we didn't cry enough. And Allah does not require our tears. He asks about our actions. He asks us to focus on our actions. He tells us that the way that we come closer to Him, closest to Him, is through the obligation. And then through after the obligation, we do the extra. Nowhere in this space is, and also weep as much as you can. However, acknowledge that your emotional commitment is also a form of worship. Your emotional interaction, your emotional vulnerability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a form of worship. And sometimes that emotional connection can also be a means of it being recorded as if you are counted amongst the people. And I'm going to close with another story of a different sister who shared with me a very similar circumstance, where she, when we were studying in Egypt, for the shuyukh here, may Allah bless them and raise their ranks, and for anyone who has ever studied there, mashallah, Egypt is filled with the coolest, funnest people, mashallah, tabarakallah. But there is very real injustice and poverty that the people are experiencing. It's such oppression and injustice towards them. And because of this, there are a lot of, you know, women and children who are, women with their children on the streets asking for money. And so someone I knew when we were studying in Egypt, every time she would pass a certain street on the way to go to school, all the women who were gathered there with their children would come. They would walk to her, follow her, ask for money from her. And all the way until she would walk, even all the way up to our apartment, we had people that would follow us. And subhanAllah, she did not have the money to give, and it would burn her heart that she couldn't, because she could not afford to constantly give. And if she would give, then it would bring an even bigger crowd to give, and she could not give to everyone. And so instead, what she started to do is ask. She started to ask the names of these mothers, the names of these children, how old are you? Just getting to know them. And she told me that after some time, they would never ask, and they started asking her, how can we make dua for you? What dua do you want us to make for you? And so they would start making dua for anything that she was asking for. They would make dua for it. And she told me that every single dua that these women made became accepted. Every single dua. And there's a statement of Ibn al-Qayyim that you may be asleep, but the doors of heaven are being knocked upon by tens of supplications of a person who was poor, who you helped with wealth, a person who was sad that you made happy, a person who was going through hardship that you gave them ease. You may feel like you're not doing enough in Ramadan or in general, but is there a child whose diaper you're changing and you're providing relief for them? Is there a sibling who you are on the phone with when they are going through emotional difficulty? Are you donating whatever you can to help people in very difficult circumstances? What are you doing that you think is not a big deal? And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records it as a big deal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows the people that are praying for you in the night. When you are asleep, you're doing nothing but sleeping, which can be an act of worship with the intention. And there are people praying for you, for your dua to be answered, and for you to be admitted into the highest paradise. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us of them. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.